Well, hello there. Welcome back to my Embrace the Hell Yeah conversation. It is May. It's May. What a beautiful month. I'm kind of feeling all the feels because of long days and sunshine, and I'm kind of excited because all my trees in my yard are blooming. I have lilacs everywhere. I've got crabapple pretties all over the place, and it's just, I wish they would all stay this way. So just relishing in the warm months. So I hope you are too. I hope that you're having a great May. I also hope that you had a fantastic holiday weekend and got to spend some time memorializing, you know, your family members and friends that have passed, and also just being with family and friends. That's always a great thing. I had some great podcast guests this past month. I hope you were able to tune in to those podcasts. And if you missed them, I so lovely had Ani Weeks. She is a nutrition dietitian technician registered, and she's also a podcaster. She has her own podcast, but also her own copywriting business. And she just has this wonderful idea about helping dietitians, taking the load off dietitians on some of that extra work that they do. And she wants to be that resource for us. And I think that, you know, she has this ambition that she can have a specific place in this profession, and she doesn't have to be a registered dietitian to do that, but she can do a lot of what registered dietitians can do. So if you're someone that's needing some assistance with that, definitely reach out to Ani. You can go find her contact information in the show notes. And then I had the absolute joy to have on my last intern, who is now a registered dietitian, Maria Bach. She, of course, we found each other during the random kind of days of COVID and internships. I mean, what a debacle that all was. And she, you know, kind of cold called and was looking for just different experiences that she could have to complete her internship. And I'm so glad that we connected. She already started her own business during her internship. She's someone that her story is amazing of how she got into dietetics as a second career after a very successful career in another whole different area, but kind of similar to nutrition. And then what her passion is now, which is, you know, when it comes to athletes and also bodybuilding, which I think is such a cool area that dietitians could definitely have a great place in. So please go over and listen to that podcast if you missed it. And then her contact information is also in the show notes. So as I was thinking about what will I chat about this month in my Embrace the Hell Yeah conversation, I got to thinking about, I actually listened to a podcast that the host read a couple of reviews that they had received on the one of the platforms that their podcast is on. And I was like, that's a great way to kind of just give back to those people that do take the time to review your work. And that's where I think about how can we be supportive of other professionals, whether it's in our field as dietetics or just people that you admire their work. You know, maybe it's a person that's a financial planner and you admire their work, or maybe it is a painter or an artistic person that you admire their work, or maybe it's the person that does your facial that you admire their work. There are so many people that are doing great things in this world and have somehow touched your life in many different ways. And the best, easiest way, the number one way that you can help support people in their work, their career, is to compliment them. And a compliment can be a personal compliment that you give to them one-on-one. It could be a review that you do, like this podcast. It could be reviewing their podcast, or it could be reviewing their service on a, you know, a public platform. It could be referring them to someone that you associate with to help increase their business. If there's someone who, like, I'm so excited for my friend Jenny, who's just came out with a cookbook. If they created something, maybe you could buy their product and give it as a gift to someone else. But the biggest way is just to give that compliment. And I think that we forget that compliments can come in different shapes and sizes. And so for you, how will you take, you know, people that you admire, that you cherish, or that you appreciate their work, how can you help compliment them? So I task you, and I'm going to task myself as well, because I've been trying to just make an effort to tell people, of course, that people that I love, like, hey, you know, maybe there's something that came up or something I saw that reminded me of you. And then I'm trying to like reach out to that person and be like, you know, this reminded me of you this week. And I just wanted to tell you this because you had this impact in my life. We can do that with anybody that we really care about, but we can also do it with the people that have impacted us, maybe in that non, you know, family friend way, those services that we really appreciate. So every week, I think that's my plan. And maybe you want to do more, which is great. But my plan is to reach out to someone or personally, or I'm going to share their service, or I'm going to share their product, purchase their product and share their product, or I'm going to leave a public review on their service or their product. If it's as easy as a podcast, super easy to leave reviews on people's podcast, let them know they're doing a great job. But I think that that's where we can be more human. We can be more kind. We can be more thoughtful. And it doesn't take a lot of work. It takes a minimal of a lot of work. And it doesn't have to be, you know, it could be free. Leaving a review is free. That's less than 2 minutes free. Buying a, you know, cookbook might be a little bit more of an investment. But if you're going to give a gift to someone anyway, maybe looking for those kind of gifts versus hopping on, you know, Amazon and buying just something that was not so special or not so much thought put into it. That's how we can support people. That's how we can increase the power of humankind. That's how we can set ourselves above others when it comes to our self-worth, self-improvement, just being generous with our thoughts, being generous with our words, and being generous with a few minutes of our time to help boost up people that we value in our lives. Take out the family and friend equation. Find some people that maybe have touched you in different ways that are meaningful to you, that support your life and how you live, and just give them a compliment. It can be as easy as that. I hope you've had a great month. I can't wait to see you back here in June.